This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Tonight, the vice presidential candidates debate at 9 p.m. Eastern. The next presidential debate is on Tuesday, and this one's a town hall with 84 people in the audience. Now, if you've ever wondered where these folks come from, we're going to lift the veil on that for today's Attitude Check.
And the latest poll number suggests margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said...
Attitude Check is our weekly partnership with the polling firm Gallup and editor-in-chief Frank Newport. Hello, Frank.
Good morning.
I admit I've never thought much about where these town hall participants come from, but in this case, I guess the answer is you, at least in part, right?
We're certainly involved. We've been working with the Commission on Presidential Debates. We here at Gallup since 1992. The first town hall format was at the University of Richmond back in that year with Clinton, Bush the Elder, and Ross Perot, and we recruited at that point uncommitted voters from around the Richmond area who came into the debate, and we've been doing it since. And this debate next Tuesday, October the 16th, is at Hofstra University. So again, we will be recruiting randomly uncommitted voters from around the Hofstra area and inviting them to come in and sit on stage, and some percentage of them will actually be asking the questions of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
Okay, how random can it be? You're not just yanking, you know, people eeny, meeny, miny, mo off the street, right?
Well, in essence, what we do is pretty random. We actually use the same format we use for our standard calling. We don't tell them why we're calling, and we take them through the screens. You know, who you're going to vote for? Are you committed? Might you change your mind? Are you undecided? And we're screening for uncommitted voters. And if they meet that qualification and a few other qualifications, then we say, congratulations, we're actually recruiting for the debate. And if you're able to come, then we are inviting you to officially be a participant. And that's how it works. So the base of it all is a random sample.
What advice do they get about what questions to ask? And what I really want to know is how much of that is planned out ahead of time?
We have nothing to do with the questions. We tell them they will be possibly one of the ones that ask the question, but we don't ask them what the question is they would ask in any way whatsoever. So they show up at the debate with nobody knowing what they might ask. Now, once they're there, Candy Crowley of CNN, who's a moderator, does meet with the group, like a jury foreman with the jury, and I think she'll communicate with them about questions that they might ask because she's trying to make sure it's a balance of domestic and foreign policy questions. But nobody other than she, the moderator, and the participants themselves know what the questions will be.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at Gallup, thank you.
My pleasure.